doing my very best each day to get the best out of those around me, and I take great pride in leading this country.
One minute I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my god, this is it, Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
It was a real honour to be asked to be assistant coach for Sirens. It's something I take very, very seriously, and I really hope that I can have a big impact.
I'd like to think that I'm a vital part of this team, but I'm not the team, and I understand that.
A huge thank you for the Netball Show. You really have helped England Netball take our message to new audiences.
I'm Natalie Morris, and this is the Netball Show with Mizuno. Now it's time for the second part of our chat with Sunshine Coast Lightning's Carla Pretorius, ahead of the season that starts on the 1st of August. Carla has already shared her thoughts on the introduction of the two-point shot.
At this moment, I just feel like only time will tell, and maybe it won't have a big effect on it, or maybe it will. And or when it has an effect, I think it would be a small effect, if that makes sense. I think when we actually go into the competition and start playing that way, I think you'll have a better idea of how it would affect internationals. But like, maybe the effect it will have won't be that big, I would say.
Well, in the second part of Sasha's chat, Carla tells us what it's like to be living in Australia.
The sunny coast is probably one of my favourite parts of Australia. So what's it like for you living there? What's your favourite part about living in such a beautiful part of the world?
Yeah, I think the place that I'm living in has really contributed to the fact that how much I've enjoyed being part of Sunshine Coast Lightning, and not just the team or the club, but the community and just this like beautiful place. Like I feel as well, like during the COVID, when everybody was on lockdown, still the freedom to move outside in nature, going for rides in the hinterlands along the coast. It's really best of both worlds. But yeah, it's such a beautiful place, and I feel like it's really made this journey memorable, and it's the place I find myself in. So yeah, it's just a beautiful place, and the people here are beautiful as well.
Oh, that's so lovely. Do you see yourself staying with Sunshine Coast Lightning? Like, where do you see your career developing, I guess?
I would like to think that I would want to finish with Lightning. So whenever that is, so me and my husband are here. So we kind of take it year for year. We've been saying that since I've kind of started with Sunshine Coast. So every year we make the decision, okay, are we going to stay on another year? Or so we're literally just taking it year for year. But I really, I'm really enjoying the Sunshine Coast, but really, really like being part of the Sunshine Coast Club. Sunshine Coast Lightning Club, it really has a fond or a special place in my heart, and I would like to think that I would want to finish here one day when I'm done.
Oh, we hope, we really hope that it's not in the near future, basically. And I guess looking ahead, 2023, the Netball World Cup, it feels and sounds like it's miles away, but it's going to be in Cape Town. So is that giving you some kind of drive at all to have the option of playing at home World Cup?
Honestly, like as I said, I'm just taking it here for you. And yes, 2023 is like, if you think of it, it's around the corner. But then if you think of it again, it seems so far away. I feel like we're kind of in that stage of our life that it's not just about me and my career, like in terms of me and my husband, and it's about him and us. Where are we going to situate ourselves in terms of a family? And so there's a lot of things going on. We're taking it year for year, but it would be great to be able to play in front of our home crowd in Cape Town. Like World Cup is such a special event, and I really enjoyed Liverpool last year and having my mom and dad there and a few South African supporters. And I can't imagine how it should be if the whole stadium is full of South Africans. There's no doubt that we're always the loudest in a stadium. So it would be a one-of-a-kind experience for everyone going to the African continent and play a World Cup there. And how great would it be to be on court in front of that people?
getting tingles thinking about it, and I won't even be playing. We as a podcast are sponsored by Mizuno, and we know that you are as well. And just what kind of a difference does it make for you as an athlete to have sponsorship like that?
Yeah, it's just you need your training shoes. It's so part of being a netball player, not just a netball shoe, but a decent training shoe, like a running shoe or a indoor training shoe. So it's all of those things that really contribute and play as a role in the way you perform. And I mean, having a sponsorship with them, I'm very thankful for that, but it's also making life a bit easier in terms of one less thing to worry, but also them looking after me, which I really appreciate, and it's great being part of them.
Nice. And we know that you're often given the title the best defender in the world, which is, you know, an amazing accolade to have. And how does that sit with you being called the best defender in the world?
Oh, it's so hard because, you know, the sport we play, it's a team sport, and you can't do it on your... You can't do it. You're only as great as the people you surround yourself with. And I feel like those achievements really reflects on the environment where I found myself in, like being part of the Sunshine Coast Lightning, playing with great players, having great high performance staff or people looking after us, and even like sponsors like Mizuno, people that's you almost surround yourself with, plays a big role in that. So it's not just reflecting on me, but all the other people that we're involved with. So I'm thankful for that, but knowing that it's an absolute team sport we play.
For the first time in my playing career, I've been able to play pain-free and completely focused on my game. I found a shoe that makes me feel close to the court and in control of my movements.
After a long history with bad injuries, it's a relief to have found a shoe I feel confident in playing with on court. That's why I love the Wave Phantom. That's why I love the Wave Sail.
That's why I love the Wave Mirage.
Helen was asked how she's feeling going into this unusual and delayed season.
It's a difficult kind of season because obviously there's a big break in the middle of it, and I probably feel the best about my netball at the minute, and I feel confident and happy and comfortable with where I am internationally and domestically. And I think just enjoying it is a big part of it, and I'm having a lot of fun, and I think I'm really enjoying my netball.
And what it's like to be playing alongside the world's best in what's arguably the world's best league.
It was very nerve-wracking. It felt kind of scary. You know, you didn't really know these players, but you knew that they were the best in the world. And once you play with them week in and week out, you're a better athlete and a better reader of the game. So, I think the Aussie League is definitely the best in the world, and it's the place to be if you want to improve. And, I've certainly done that, and I've seen that the England team has benefited a lot from having girls out there.
Nat Haythornthwaite is also back for the Swifts, but can they make it 2 from 2 with 2 wins in a row? What does she enjoy about being part of the team?
The girls at Swifts are incredible. The girls and the staff, it's just such a good culture and such a healthy, good environment to be a part of. And I just feel really lucky that I'm in, such a good squad.
And like Helen, she appreciates the value of being part of the Super Netball League.
Yeah, the SSN is known as the best league in the world. So it's where I want to be playing my netball. I'm really excited to learn, play out here, test myself against the best players week in, week out. So, it's such a good opportunity, and hopefully it'll just keep progressing my game and take me even further.
Adelaide Thunderbirds defender Dr. Leila Guscoth returned home to the UK to work on the NHS front line to tackle COVID-19, and she's been sharing her incredible story.
England have done it! England have done it! They have broken history! They have made history! They have snatched the gold medal!
I always thought that I would get to play in that 2018 Commonwealth Games, and I'd just started my medical career and had a really difficult decision to make whether to put myself forward for the next cycle or not, that I chose not to at that time, and it was a difficult decision. I felt like I'd stepped away from netball a bit too early and that I hadn't given everything that I wanted to give to the sport, and when Adelaide Thunderbirds called, it felt like a really good time to come out and give it a shot, take a bit of a pause in my medical training and see what I could do really as a netballer. I just want to be the person that you can't take off the court.
What a start for the co-captain.
And that's why she's been drafted to this Adelaide Thunderbirds lineup.
There she goes.
We found out we'd made the World Cup team. We were winning by lots. I felt really great. Turned to follow the ball and it felt like someone had kicked me really hard.
Time, injury goal.
Jessica felt the back of her ankle then.
Everybody standing up on the bench, they're quite concerned. She looks very, very frustrated. Let's hope it's not her Achilles, because England need Layla Jessica.
It just felt like a bad joke. You wait for this big moment and then it doesn't happen. I was in the boot for about 12 weeks. When I came out, I had skinny little left leg, so I've had to hit it hard. I think it's given me a greater desire to push on for the next championships because I do really want to have done one. I should be fit for the start of the season. Fingers crossed.
Australia's wading through uncharted waters tonight as we deal with the growing coronavirus emergency. From Monday, all non-essential gatherings of more than 500 people will be cancelled.
I felt that I needed to do something to help the effort, and the only place I could really do that was at home. So at the moment, I work 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. 4 days a week, but trying to squish all my training into the days off. Hopefully, if a league happens and when it happens, and if I can get back, I'll be there ready to play. I still think I've got more to give. If I don't try to become that person, then I'll have sold myself a bit short.
The league starts this weekend and it's available to watch on the Netball Live app.
So, will it be Lightning for the title or is it Swifts with two in a row? Get in touch with your thoughts. We're at The Netball Show on Twitter.
I've been doing my very best each day to get the best out of those around me, and I take great pride in leading this country.
One minute, I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my God, this is it. Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
It was a real honour to be asked to be assistant coach for Sirens. It's something I take very, very seriously, and I really hope that I can have a big impact.
I'd like to think that I'm a vital part of this team, but I'm not the team, and I understand that.
A huge thank you for The Netball Show. You really have helped England Netball take our message to new audiences.